Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Today, the cattle futures, both live and feeder cattle, finished slightly lower. Live cattle were down anywhere from 12 to 45 points, and then feeder cattle anywhere from 40 to 85 points lower here. The live cattle on Wednesday before Thanksgiving rallied and made new contract highs, and even today at one point, February went all the way up to 127.15. That was a new high before closing 45 lower at 126.25. So now we got the weekend. And of course, today the market closed early. It closed at 12:15 on feeder cattle and live cattle due to the holiday. So it's kind of a weird, low volume, low news, low information type of day. But we settled just slightly lower. Feeder cattle were down 40 to 80, with January down 85 at 142.87. March is down 62 at 143.30, and April down 62 at 145. Even they have not been quite as strong over the last three or four trading days as the live cattle, and didn't go make new contract highs, and didn't even go through the November highs for that matter. Overall, we were down about the same. Now the hog market did bounce a touch here, up $1.10 at 68.25. So that was a little bit of welcome there, as much as they have sold off. And the market is still sorting through the cold storage and cattle on feed report, showing the second most cattle on feed since 2010.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Today we had a surprising grain market. Corn was finally higher on the day. March finished up 7 3/4 at 381 with a high of 382. Now that's the strongest it's been in a good while, as they've been grinding lower since the middle part of October. The market's come down about 30 cents, and so today's rally here got a lot of that back. Then also the wheat futures were about 10 to 11 higher in Kansas City and 11 to 18 higher in Chicago. Chicago wheat led the way here, so a really good rally there. Seems like no matter what the news is, wheat's trying to hold in there, so it's a good sign long term. And the cotton futures today were quite a bit weaker, down 51 at 64.40 on the December, 65.36 down 45 on the March. Stock market today down 83 in the Dow, 28,065. The S&P's down 10 points here at 31.43. And then crude oil is getting hit really hard today. It's down $2.69 a barrel in January at 55.42. And then natural gas also getting hit here pretty good. It's down about 18 cents. January is at 231.13. So really, really bad day for the natural gas futures here as it pushes down to new contract lows.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.